Yo, 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 the Brett Rouse in motion.
Yeah. Many minds in the building. We got four bricks in the building.
Yeah.
We got big shades in the building.
I started this shit out of nowhere. I pressed start on the stick.
That's that random action.
Yeah, my bad, y'all. That's what's up. You know what? The people want to hear it, man. The people want to hear it. We've been out the loop for a minute, man. Been like 3-4 weeks working on the studio.
Yep. But welcome back, y'all.
Studio's coming together.
Yeah, man. It's a blessing.
She's looking real spiffy out there. Y'all going to be watching us on YouTube.
That's what's up, real soon. That's what's up, man.
You know, we that's chilling. Lots been going on. I want to talk about the Gucci Man and Young Jeezy shit.
Versus.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Wow.
The Versus. Did you watch it? Did you watch it?
Yes, I did. That's a two. I watched it while I was actually streaming. Live. I was in and out, and I didn't speak about it though, but I was locked in because that was where that's where everybody was at.
Well, for me, I'm a Jeezy fan, and I think Jeezy won that by a landslide. I think Jeezy fans and Gucci fans are two different breeds of people.
Mm-hmm. But there is a cluster of some that like both.
Yeah, I think one's more, in my opinion, because I'm not really a huge fan of either one of them. But I could say that for people that like lyrics, they're going to go with Young Jeezy. For people that like a vibe and a bounce, they're going to go with Gucci. That's my opinion.
Gucci's pretty lyrical,
Gucci's
though.
A vibe, too.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of
lyrical. Gucci is for a different type of people. But Gucci's music appealed to a certain age group of males.
I think he threw me off with the $10,000 suit when he was bragging about his $10,000 outfit.
Yeah.
And he was like, look at my opponent.
Gucci came out the gate straight
disrespectful
to the 10th power divided by. non-active activity
during
unnecessary time.
And then he said he's smoking on Pookie Low. He played the truth, the song.
He performed the song.
He performed the song in front of Jeezy while Jeezy was sitting down.
Setting up.
Just recollecting his thoughts.
You mean by Jeezy was just getting ready? He was playing in the background like the warm-up song?
Like, little K-Man just sat down. They're like, welcome.
And he was like, send some mo. I'm going to send it right back to you in a box. Yeah. We smoking on Pookie Loc tonight.
Wow. He called him bitch.
He did a lot.
Like the
Free kill.
That's fucked up, yeah.
Free kill.
Hey, it is what it is. That's their problem.
It is their problem.
it's our problem as well as a culture, because we instigate and we allow for that
frustration
taunt for that taunt to be a level of respect too. When I say that, it's like, There's a side of people in this culture that look at that as gangster, that accept that behavior.
Yeah, and think that's applaudable.
Like, yo, I'm smoking on your boy, you know.
Yeah.
There's a whole generation. There's a whole generation that drives off that, yo.
Nah, I understand what you're saying.
That whole drill movement is about that. That's all they do.
Yeah, man.
When
listen,
somebody
man.
Came to home and invade my house, and I.
So that's what I want. That's why
that's
why I wanted to talk about it.
For both.
Because you got two dudes there who has some real beef. Mm-hmm. Jeezy sent niggas to go get him.
Yeah, to go up. Yeah, to bring back the jewels.
And he killed one of them.
Yeah. No, I know about all this, and that's why I'm.
So that's some. No, but I'm saying that's some real shit right there. Now, they don't see each other for 15 years. They get to see each other.
But they could have.
Jeezy still has that chip on his shoulder. To where, yo, I'm sitting in front of a nigga who really tried to
harm me.
Get me killed.
Yeah.
Leave
and
me.
I had to send your boy back in the box.
Not Jeezy. Wait, who wasn't it Gucci that
killed Gucci killed
Jeezy. Oh, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So they tried to rob Gucci house.
Gucci standing there saying, this nigga tried to get me killed.
Yeah, of course.
10 G's on my chain.
So Jeezy is, of course, very successful millionaire.
Both of them.
Both of them. Yeah, but Jeezy, on the other hand, to me, it has reached the level of success that Gucci has it. Gucci has still Gucci has still been affected by the streets. He's been locked up. He still gets locked up. Mm-hmm. You know, he hasn't been able to fully impact his potential because of his setbacks. Mm-hmm. As of Jeezy was able to come in with money and make money and become a businessman and change his life to where he's like, yo, I'm not that same person. Mm-hmm. Gucci Mane, on the other hand, is the same person as we see. Mm-hmm. He's still that same dude that caught that body. He hasn't changed. The success hasn't changed him. Mm-mm. Now, do we say that's cool? Yo, he ain't changed. He's still the same nigga. Blah, 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 blah. Or do we look at that as like, yo, that he need to grow up? Like Jeezy. Or is it easy for Jeezy to grow up because Jeezy was the sender. He wasn't the dude getting harmed. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Dude, that's, yeah. That's
so it was easy for the suspect to share, you know, be like, yo, I'm sorry. Mm. But for the dude who's the victim is like, yo, you almost took my life.
You said niggas to take my life.
That's kind of deep, man. And I feel him.
Would Jeezy have been the same way if it was the other way around?
I'm sure it would. I'm sure it would. But, I'm looking at it from the spectator's point of view.
No, I look at
it. Because all I am is a spectator, and I can't say how a person felt because I'm not that person. So I'm going to speak from the audience, the people that was viewing this whole ordeal.
My decision is off music. You know what I'm saying?
No, I got that.
I'm not personally involved.
The music, no. We can't be personally involved because we're not involved.
No, I'm saying I'm not picking a side because at the end of the day, Gucci Mane is responsible for at least 60 to 70% of all Atlanta rappers that's out right now.
I
who is Jeezy responsible for? Who has Jeezy helped?
Isn't Jeezy TDE?
I don't know enough about them dudes to even speak on that kind of situation.
No, Jeezy's not TDE, though. He's CTE.
Yeah, CTE. Yeah. Okay.
But Jeezy ain't put nobody on.
Well, I can't speak for that. But again, as me speaking from the viewer, though, from the audience perspective, that shit shouldn't have happened like that. That platform shouldn't allow that to happen like that.
Nah, I got platform, you, though. Nah, I got you.
No,
it won't be raw.
It hasn't. It hasn't because one, versus, is it explicit?
It's a battle, though.
No, but is it explicit? Regardless, it has to.
It's a battle. Everything is.
But it has to.
It's a battle, bro. Everything is.
It has to be. If it's a battle, then I'm talking about as far as profanity, as far as
whatever.
All of that. There has to be parental advisory.
Why?
What do you mean? Why? It has to have that. That's why? Law. That's law. I'm just saying. I'm saying as far as speaking now, as far as for that platform now. They have to think about all of those people that were viewing. There was teenagers. There was people who can go log in and follow Swiss Beats and follow Timbaland and watch Versus because Versus is on other platforms as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So just for that taking place like that, they should have stepped in. There should have been a point where they should have said, hold up, wait a minute.
You can't do that in real time, though.
But
why can't they?
Remember. They had a conversation before that show even.
That's
went
what
on.
I'm saying.
That's why I even mentioned
so,
it. Yo,
so if he stepped out of line,
I perform anything.
Yeah, he didn't step out of line.
Said there was
it's a battle.
There was no.
It's a battle. No, you can't step in. That That taints the brand.
That we don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying as far
that taints the brand though.
What if
that taints the brand? That's like when you battling on Smack DVD and niggas is like, yo, unless you can't do this, you can't do that.
Unless they kept it to the point where you do what you do, but just don't allow it to become confrontational.
But they knew that they had battle raps against each other.
But I'm not speaking as far as battle raps. I'm talking about as far as the conflict, the weight of the conflict.
They the both agreed situation. That nothing would happen, though.
Yeah. That's probably.
They both agreed that nothing would.
They probably would go signed down. Papers. I'm sure they signed papers.
They obviously.
They signed papers because, yo, they waited an hour.
Right, no.
A million plus people.
Because they had to take a COVID test.
Waiting an hour.
Yeah, but they had to take a COVID test. Mm-hmm. That's what that was for. So if they're going to take a COVID test, they're definitely going to make sure they have an agreement where nothing crazy happens on
that was live part on of
this
that.
Thing. So that. Because you got to remember, it's not just Timberland and. That was and Swiss that's behind this. There's people behind it that we don't even see.
Of course.
That we have even more invested in.
Of course.
So they obviously can't let nothing crazy happen. So they definitely signed an agreement that they wouldn't do nothing stupid on camera. But they're allowed to say whatever they want, however they feel. Because the whole allure of people even wanting to see that shit is because of the conflict. Mm-hmm. So if you were to have
I think I've seen 5 million people on that live.
No doubt, but if you would have watched the show and not saw the conflict...
I think I've seen 5 million people on that live.
Yeah, there you go.
It was their biggest.
That's the selling point.
It was their biggest versus.
Yeah, I made a million. I was like, yo, Jersey made a million when I came in. Bird is born. Mm. If you go back and look in the comments and you see the timeline and everything, dog, I was like, wow. I started popping shit. That's crazy, my nigga.
How about the King Vault shit being killed?
I'm kind of not.
That kid put out a song already.
Okay. Oh.
The kid on Quando Rondo.
Quando Rondo.
And he dry snitched on his boy. He said his boy did it 4 times before, no mask. Mm. On the song. Dry snitched on his boy.
They don't even deserve any talk about.
Hey, we have to talk about it because the shit.
Stupidity.
We have to talk about it because it's.
Clear stupidity.
It has a lot to do with the youth of hip hop.
The youth. Keyword.
We're watching this shit go down. We're watching what we love to do actually affect people to where they take each other's lives.
Yeah, but I don't think that has anything to do with rap. I think it mostly has to do with this.
It has to do with our culture.
I think, like I said, digital is gonna fuck everything up. And this is part of digital fucking everything up because it's so easy to make music now.
It is.
All you need is a couple caps and some money to put something in an apartment and they're making music. And you can see they're talking about whatever the fuck they feel like talking about. Yeah. And with the internet.
When they want to talk about
it. You can put out whatever you want to put out.
When they want to put it out.
Yeah, absolutely. It is what it is.
Like, as far as that Jeezy shit, I don't even think he went at Jeezy. You got to think about this Pookie Luke's family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh no, his family, he got a son. His son is tight. His son's on Twitter, on Instagram, going nuts.
That's what he had to think, but he didn't have to think about.
It brings up old shit.
Across
the It brings up.
And going back to King Von shit. The King Von shit.
That's my point of view.
The King Von shit is made off of the internet.
Point of view.
That other beef, King Von and all that. That's all internet beef. That's all. Yeah. That's not person to person shit.
Yep.
That shit that's happening because of this, the phone and niggas like taunting each other on Instagram and this and all that.
Man, so insane. What do you have to say to the youth? What is your message, man? Give them some guidance. Give them some Tito Grahams.
I think you have to be aware of the nonsense more than knock off the nonsense. Because the nonsense is always going to happen.
Exactly.
You have to be aware of the... All right, so let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. If you're a young artist and you popping and you got money coming in and you got an entourage and you got people... And maybe people are taunting you online or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You can't be the dude on go. This kid, King Von, was the guy who set it off. Like, he had 20 people with him, walked away from them by himself, stepped to the dude, and hit the dude. He's the star. He's the millionaire. He's the breadwinner. With 20 dudes behind him. What the thing is that when you build a reputation where you have nothing but yes men around you, they waiting for you to go on go. You know what I'm saying?
I do know that, and we are aware. We are aware.
There's
of that,
no one there to be like, yo, chill, son, what you doing?
Where is that person?
Yo, you wildin'.
Why didn't he have that person? Or was that you understand? Or was that person kids. Who
did yeah, like you said, they all kids. Good enough to walk like up he to put that himself person? But he put himself in that position. He didn't even have you know to be saying? There. He so did. What I'm saying is to the youth that's doing music and moving around and maybe getting some success, is that don't be where you shouldn't be. And don't do shit you shouldn't be doing, like frontlining a beef. If you got a squad, let them niggas handle what they gotta do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Send your goons to go put that work in. That's what you paid them for. Or that's what you bring them with you for. You don't bring 30 people to the club with you and then be the one to like...
No, they all have to have a role. Each person has to have a role. If you're with me, or if you're,
I think the most important role. If you're part of my, the most important role to someone in the entourage is the person who don't like trouble. I think that's the most important person in your entourage.
Why is that?
Because that's the person that's gonna ignore or try to help you avoid that type of confrontation.
Is that you? You want that shit to come to you. You don't want to be going to hits. That's the stupid part. That's where the problem is. That everyone thinks that they have to show how big their balls are, how real they are. So they
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's this like kid,
that Dave Chappelle's kid. When keeping this, it real goes wrong.
This like, kid had nothing to prove.
That's probably an example of when keeping it real goes wrong. Mm-hmm.
This kid had nothing to prove. He already put his work in Chicago. He got bodies. He beat bodies. He got it. He's a gangster.
Right. That ain't cool.
And he got saved. He was saved by hip hop,
right.
And he was doing his thing,
right.
And he was good, but he went back into the street doing what he did.
Right. And now look.
And he paid for it with his life.
Die by the sword, die by the sword. Yeah.
And that shit ain't cool.
Yeah.
And that shit should not be cool.
That shit is cool.
It's not cool because that kid fed his whole whole hood.
Regardless of that, man, you know what I'm saying? It's the nonsense, man. Kids, youth, stop entertaining the nonsense, man. And let me tell y'all something, man. It's not even that it's not. It's cool. But you don't want to be in no nonsense, man. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different, yo. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many people that downplay being cool, like ignoring things or being a certain way means that you soft or you whatever you say right now, you a fuck boy, you soft, you pussy, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they may say, you a punk, you soft, anything. Don't let that shit fool you, man. Don't let that shit fool you.
That's
man.
Only one person.
Yeah. Exactly, and it's a big ass world.
That's only one person's opinion.
You can't cover the sky with your hand, man. You can't cover the sky with your hands. You can't. So, just be mindful of that.
I think
you ain't got to entertain the bullshit. If it comes to you, let a person talk. Let a person talk sometimes, because sometimes they just like to hear themselves.
I think like with the music shit, it.
It's provoking.
It has phases, you know what I'm saying? And I think that this year, in 2020, bro, like, you know how many rappers got killed in 2020?
I stopped counting.
A little bit too much. It's kind of like, it's kind of like not safe to be a rapper, bro. Of that kind of rapper.
That kind of rapper.
Exactly.
I liken that shit more. It's a subgenre to me, obviously. I mean, it is. It's not even like...
Yeah.
There's no debate in that. It's a subgenre.
Yeah, yeah.
It really is. But at the end of the day, it's more... That's some gang shit and niggas just happen to rap.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
That's some mob. Yeah. I need a mob and shit. I'm going to be having a gang and shit. But now we don't have our own MC, too.
Yeah, man. And that ain't cool, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I think all that type of music... you know, should be censored to some type of, you know, form.
Because nah.
I think so.
You can't censor the music, bro. You can't. No.
I think.
You can't. No. Don't go there, bro. Don't go there. You might as well.
Censoring, but it's about what you play on the radio.
Right, but they're not playing that shit on the radio.
Yeah, they are.
Not
with the curses, but they pretty much,
it's basically the same shit.
Yo, bro, we can't sit here and say censor anything, bro.
No, but it is censored on the radio.
It's censored, but I'm talking about
on the original.
Not allowing people to express themselves artistically, yeah. Whether they live in that life or not, they should be able to.
I agree. They should definitely be able to.
Everyone should have the freedom to do and say what the fuck they want.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying mentioning people, say people that was murdered.
Yo, you gotta. I still don't think that should be censored. I think, like, yo, you gotta hold that. You gotta accept what comes with that. You know what I'm saying? They know what they doing. Look at that kid, FBG Duck. He dropped a song. Mm-hmm. Dissed every dude in the hood that died the way they died. And 2-3 weeks later, maybe, they killed him.
Well, what did he expect?
You feel me?
So then that's cool.
He made his bed.
But this all they know. That's how they know to communicate. That's how they communicate, bro. Over there.
It's a different.
They communicate by killing your friend, bro.
That's crazy.
An innocent dude from your block.
It's the language.
That's like, yo, you know, I got beef with this kid. He live in 400. Language. So I'm going to kill anybody that come out of 400. And then what happens is someone in that kid's family knows that dudes in 600 killed him. So now they go and they go kill anybody in 600.
Yeah. I get it. That's because
don't stop there. Now they start doing the music.
Mm-hmm. And they talk about it in the music.
And then they go on live.
Mm-hmm.
And on Instagram live, and they say, "Yo, I'm smoking on your dead homie." Whatever the guy's name is.
Mm-hmm.
They got the most famous one is Tuca.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's the most disrespected person in the drill scene.
And people get killed for that.
It's
ongoing.
Bro,
it's still going.
People get killed for mentioning that. You get whatever it is, and they still do it.
It's still going on.
And you talk about these people died 10 years ago, 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You say the wrong thing. Yo, that when that kid King Von died,
mm-hmm.
they had weed bags with his face on it already. Smoking on King Von.
Wow.
Like, they disrespectful out there.
That's extreme disrespect.
But being that even could be allowed. A thing that exists tells you that it's supposed to be that way.
I just think that, like, our culture, I think we're experimenting with the wrong things.
I guess. That's not my culture.
It's
that
not
part of the culture, that little subculture that they have.
And that is definitely
I'm
a subdivision.
Far from something like that.
That is definitely a subdivision.
So I can't call that my culture. That's not my culture.
I see, the thing is, I'm not removed from it because I like a lot of all the visions that hip-hop brings.
Mm.
I love drill rap. I love trap rap.
I'm talking about the fact that they kill each other and have faces of dudes they killed on the weed bags and they smoking it. If they're allowed to get to even, if that even is even allowed to exist and we know about it and we're aware about it, that's supposed to be that way. Cops are allowing that shit. This is not something that you could just do and just get away with it. Everyone knows about it.
But they on Twitter too. And they talking about it.
Exactly. How did
like
they know?
After they go and kill somebody, they go on Twitter. And they'd say the score. Yo, it's 6-6 down. 6-1.
How is this allowed to continue? Because it's supposed to continue. They want it to continue. Mm-hmm. They don't want that shit to end.
Yeah. You heard about the meeting they had.
That is supposed to be happening.
And it's sad.
And that's what they, and you know what? That's what they say about Chicago. That Chicago is systematically set up for them to do that to each other over there. Like, they push that agenda.
Obviously.
They've said, they,
I don't even need to be telling that to know.
They've even said, to have proof that, to have like KKK members drive over there and drop guns to them.
Yeah, man, I believe that. Man, listen, man, I don't doubt none of that shit.
Listen, at the end of the day, all I'm saying is that if that is allowed to continue, it's supposed to be continuing, and it's supposed to be happening. Mm-hmm. It just is what it is.
And we can't do nothing.
But that's not part of our culture, because it doesn't matter how bad of a situation either of us has been in, we ain't never been in a situation that crazy,
extreme
where niggas have
to take that, life, that you have to take a life.
No, not even just take a life, period. I'm talking about the way they take lives and the way they treat it and the way they
They don't respect life. Yeah, they don't.
I'm not talking about that. That's what I'm talking. Like, taking a life is
That gives them status out there, man. Like, they, that's what they do. Like, you're not, you a nobody if you ain't got a body.
Why is that cool? But besides that being cool, why is that allowed to happen and they can blatantly tell you they're doing it? Why is it still happening?
Hey, yo, and they're like 13, 14 years old, bro, already. Two, three bodies. Crazy, kill two, yo, three people.
America, does that even sound like something that should be happening over here?
13, my dude.
It used to be worse.
Them niggas of course, yeah, of course it used to be worse. Them niggas don't even know how to pee straight, nigga.
They're like that. I think that kid Yummy was 13. Yummy. Yummy, that kid from Chicago,
we
Yummy.
Yeah.
We can see it now.
We can see it now.
That shit's been like that.
No, shit been like that, of course. But but the thing is that now we're aware of it more. Like the whole police brutality shit. All that.
They got a girl from over like there in Chicago. A girl, she had like
I've been harassed 8 bodies. Numerous times.
Shot mad people. A shorty.
A girl. With 8 bodies.
Young girl.
Like, that shit is cute.
But my thing is that the fact of the matter that you're able to
do that.
Talk about it, let everybody know about it, and get away with it. That's
and rap about it.
It does the same thing. Talk about it, walk about it, rap about it. Don't matter. Write about it, tweet about it.
Be about it.
But what drives the listener? What drives the consumer to like
the same reason why a consumer likes to watch an action movie. Same reason why a consumer wants to snort coke. It's all it's just
the, I like the reality. I ain't gonna lie, but I like the reality of it.
Right, same reason why people.
I like the reality of it.
I
you know what I'm saying?
I don't like that.
And it's weird that we're even mentioning it, and I noticed that I like the reality. I like that mayhem. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, I'm gonna tell you why though. It's put into me. It's the message is sent to me in an entertainment form. In the form of music, in the form of video. Mm-hmm. So when I see it, I receive it as if I'm looking at a movie or I'm listening to
right.
a regular song. So it kind of like the reality kind of disguises itself through the music. Mm-hmm. You understand? So you like the beat and you like everything, you like the vibe, but then when you really dig deep into what's going on, you really see the mayhem.
That's kind of deep, but to each his own. You know what I'm saying? That's your feel. You know what I'm saying? That's the energy that attracts you to it. You know, I don't see that. I just see, like, the nonsense of it. Like, it's not necessary. Everybody deserves to live. You know what I'm saying? Everybody deserves to live, regardless of what.
Cowards kill, man.
Yeah, man, but...
Yo, Jesus, fighting over such trivial shit.
Yeah, man, exactly. We don't know.
Motherfuckers that can't even
What was the reason? What's the reason them boys died, man? What's the reason? You know what I'm saying? If they pulled the trigger or somebody else pulled the trigger. You know what I'm saying? Regardless.
It was a fist fight, man. You know what I mean? So that shit didn't even happen.
They should have kept it there.
Nah, but then you got that culture where it's like, yo, bro,
yeah,
listen, man.
Yeah, exactly. And that culture is cowardly.
You got these kids. You got these young kids that's making money, and they got their little mans that's ready to do anything for that name, bro. They ready for anything. Like, yo, bro, if anybody come next to you, I'm popping his head off.
Of course.
Take me everywhere. Take me to Miami. Take me to Cali. Take me to every venue you do, bro. I'm on deck. And as soon as something pop off, it could be a fair fight. This kid is searching for the one thing to make him who he is.
I would even say, depending on how bad, I know this is gonna sound crazy, but depending on how bad the air is over there, or if they're using leaded fuel over there, or anything crazy in the air, could be the reason why it's so crazy over there.
What, like 5G?
Nah.
I'm fucking around.
What I'm saying is that studies show that when we had lead in our fuel and it got into the atmosphere, it made people more violent and crazier. Yeah. So depending on how the air is over there, it could be a possible reason why everyone's so wild, you know, so wild over there. I know it sounds crazy.
Let's get back to this. We're going to go to a commercial break. Let's go to the commercial break. We'll be right back. It's the Bread Route. Your boy Tito Grands, Many Minds, Vic Shades,
Bread Route,
Fort Bricks,
Bread Route.
The Bread Route.
The Bread Route
is in motion.
Yeah, the Bread
Route's
in motion.
Yo, the Bread Route's in motion. Yeah, your boy Tito Grands.
Many Minds in the building.
So I was saying.
Yeah, man, we back at it. Hey, yo, one thing.
I was saying.
Hold on. We never mentioned what episode this is, yo.
61.
Let them know, man.
Episode 61, what season 3.
Yeah, man. Oh,
no. Season 4.
Season 4.
Season 4, baby. Yo, we on deck. The Bread Routes, yeah, we living. We living like
here
that.
Here we are.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's definitely season 4.
Yeah, man.
Episode 61.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and they've been with us. Yo, the numbers is up.
That's what
I'm loving it.
Thank y'all for staying with us, you know what I'm saying, and pardon our disappearance, you know, our little hiatus and whatnot.
No, it's again, only like for said. positive yeah. Things are happening. We are working on getting the Bread Route into full.
Yeah, the bakery up and going.
The bakery, yeah, it's going to be great for y'all. I'm just trying to upgrade. Mm-hmm. Upgrade for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
The new year is going to be good. We're going to give y'all a lot. Got a lot of shows, man. We got shows that mm-hmm. we're going to be creating. And just stay tuned, man. Stay mm-hmm. tuned. Stick with us. I was asking.
Uh-huh.
How many apartments, how many alphabets in apartments did you fulfill in the projects?
Fulfill me?
Yeah.
How many apartments?
Me, myself, I never had an apartment in Housing Authority. My parents, yes. I grew up in the Fort Projects. We had one apartment. I lived in apartment 320. Blip, blip, blip. I ain't going to give y'all my info, but, you know, it was 310 so Jackson.
The family still lived there?
Nah, they don't live there no
so
more.
All right, so who gives a fuck?
We don't live there no more, but still. All right, you know, true. But anyway, you know, that was the only apartment.
Well, I occupied.
That was the only apartment my parents had in the Fort Projects in the house. Now, my sisters had apartments other than, you know, my parents.
I've occupied 3 alphabets in a project, yeah.
That's crazy.
I occupied a 7.
Right? The B?
Yeah, but what building though?
Well, y'all was in B or F?
What building?
Wait, I think 4. Hold on, 4.
What building?
No.
Same building?
No.
No, different buildings. 501.
Mm-hmm. So if you lived in 5, all right, go ahead.
I lived in 7F.
7F.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 2-bedroom joint, right?
Yeah,
because
I lived in 7C
and
310. That's a 2-bedroom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I lived in the same apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in 7F and.
Yeah, I had that apartment.
Hold up. I occupied a couple more alphabets. 7F, 501. 6G,
yeah.
501.
Yeah. Yeah, because y'all was on the 7th floor when Raina was on the 7th floor, right?
6D and 400.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yep, because Dee Dee was on the 7th floor. Remember Dee Dee?
4A.
4A where?
560?
540. 540, yep, that's right.
Have you been in every apartment? Like every
night? I lived in these apartments.
No, I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about in general. Like, have you...
I've been in every apartment.
Like 501, have you seen every letter apartment? Have you seen them inside each one?
Yeah. In the whole entire project. Probably in the Fort Bricks, too.
Yeah, because you've been in my apartment. You came to my crib when I lived in the Fort Bricks.
Fort Bricks, I've been in... I think of all the apartments.
Yeah. But I never, the only apartment, you know who had a big apartment, yo?
The big apartments are the little buildings. The little buildings got the biggest apartments.
Yeah, hell no. You crazy.
They got four bedrooms.
Four Bricks got four bedrooms. The Fort Bricks, yeah, nigga. We talking
cool,
about.
Where?
What? First floors.
First floor, yeah.
Crazy.
First floors?
What?
I never knew that. Jimmy's apartment?
So then you ain't been in every apartment.
Jimmy lived on the first floor.
Jimmy's was a two bedroom. The apartment. You know where the back door at? We go out the back door.
Jimmy
that
had
apartment.
The same apartment like I have.
That apartment.
Floor. But the other apartment, it takes up almost the whole side of the building.
Wow. They got more windows. Their kitchen is like double kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Dog.
I only been in the little buildings. Got the big Dog. Big apartments. Dog. Four bedrooms.
Nah,
kitchen
man.
Is big.
Nah, dog, you gotta go to Fort Bricks, yo. That's like paradise. You get that? You like?
It's nothing smaller than a project bathroom. Nah. Niggas done made the bathroom a booth, though, nigga.
Yeah, we made history in the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah, we made history. What? That was the perfect sound too.
That's how we did it in 312 Studio.
Yo,
nah, the material in the wet spot, bro.
Kuda's joint. Kuda had the wire running into the bathroom with the booth. Oh my god.
He spent on that.
We should have kept it the way we did it. We drilled the hole. Yeah, yo.
Mama love is the best, yo. Yo, for a mother to stand what we put.
Shout out to Margie, yo.
Margie held us down. Shout out Pooty. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Pooty.
Oh, shit. I didn't know Pooty died, yo.
Well, Pooty's been gone.
Pooty broke night with us, nigga.
We got Pooty high as fuck.
Word.
Word up, yo. Pooty's the dog, by the way, people.
Yeah.
Word up.
Yo, we did rearrange that whole crib into a studio, yo. She just was like, whatever. As long as my kids are out of trouble.
It's safe.
Yeah. She did it for us, yo.
Man.
Then we had Pete come through. Remember Pete built the booth? The little box for the equipment?
Then we took over the living room. Told Bo, you got to stay in the room. You gotta get out of here. Yeah. We found niggas, yo. We took over that crib, bro. That nigga couldn't take it no more.
He had to dip.
He did.
Yeah, Margie was happy, though. Bless her, though.
Nah, she was mad.
For a minute.
That shit crazy.
Oh, but shout out to Aim and Shoot.
Facts.
Word up.
Facts.
Word up.
Big bro.
Dirpranos!
Yo, so...
Word up.
Dirpranos. That was an ill song.
The Sopranos, dog.
That was fire. Mm-hmm. It came up. Niggas don't do skits no more like that.
Yeah, I was thinking that the other day.
Niggas don't do skits. Like, the Dirt Prano, the Dirt Mob album is fucking authentic as shit, bro. From the artwork to the...
Mm-hmm.
Yo, what the hell?
Yo, that's a puppy. The puppy owner got an alligator.
Oh, he's fighting the alligator. So we just seen an alligator eating a puppy right now.
Oh, he tried to eat the puppy.
And the puppy, look where they're walking the damn puppy. In the swamp.
This gotta be Florida.
Look at this guy. Look.
Yo.
He's all in the water. Where his cigar?
Where his cigar?
They love dog meat, man.
What are those called?
What? Gators.
Those are gators.
The dog or the gator?
Oh, that's not the...
What, the gar? The gar?
Talking about the cigar?
No, the gar.
Oh, that gator, that type of gator.
Oh.
Crocodile?
No, that's a gator.
Johnny Crocodile or...
That's a gator.
Or
Caymans.
Caymans. No, that's
a... You think there's a Caymans over there?
Where's that?
That's most likely Florida, bro.
Yeah, that looked like Florida. The crazy people.
That's Florida, that's a gator.
It's possible. That was definitely...
Baby gator.
That's why he was able to let
mine should know.
Because I was possible. Like,
yeah.
And then when possible. He pulled it out, I was like, oh, okay.
It's possible.
I'd still be a little shook. I ain't gonna lie.
It's mine should know.
I thought he was playing golf.
Mine's lived in a spot that definitely had alligators in around the way.
Yeah.
We used to go to the store, alligators.
Yep, that's what I said. Going to the store.
Yeah, we used to cut to the store, you hit them up. Yo, you hit them. You see them.
Dogs.
Bro, you gotta be careful with them shits. You
think we know.
The thing is, they stay still for hours.
Yeah, man.
Warming up.
Yeah,
chilling,
man.
And they have explosive energy. Them niggas, you can walk past that shit, you think that shit ain't gonna grab you. But that shit fuck around about you.
Man, listen. You ain't gotta tell me.
Grab you and pull you into the water and start spinning on your ass.
You ain't gotta tell me.
Death roll.
The death roll.
That's what they call that shit, the death roll.
Trust and believe.
Yo, they grab your leg.
Spin. Yeah, yeah.
And then they start spinning. Whap, and just twist your whole leg off.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want none of that.
That's how they trap them. They trap them like that. They throw the hooks. They throw them big hooks and the ropes and time to the
how many people you think how many people you think a crocodile ate?
Man, listen. I mean, it all depends. It all depends on where and when.
We need to look up.
You know what I'm saying? Let's live on the bread route, y'all. You know, you see what the conversation went? Beautiful.
Got a trace.
Look.
Beautiful.
This dude that got caught in the death row.
In the death row. Look at the death row. Idiot. We're watching the death row. Mines, look at the death row.
Yep.
Ready. The death row is coming. Here comes the death row.
It's coming off.
Oh.
Death row is coming off.
Oh. Oh, he's playing.
Stupid.
That's because he's an idiot.
So we're watching a clip right now. And Eddie's there. Eddie's talking about...
Oh,
no.
You don't want to do that.
This crocodile guy is...
He's waiting. He's like, yup, guy.
Yeah, it's that purple suit. He got the purple suit.
It was not enough. That one tuna was not enough.
Slapping him.
I'm still hungry. Why are you teasing me? Just give it to me. That's what the alligator is thinking.
He's like, yeah, I don't have an arm anymore, so.
He's like, yeah. He's like, yup, touch my nose, yeah.
And then take about 3 hours to show you.
Yeah,
and people really paid to see this.
I'm just going to wait.
Yep, people really paid to see this.
Look how big he is, first off.
Yeah, should be as big as him.
First off, his tail will break his long, his little leg.
That should be heavier than
his tail will swipe him.
Oh yeah, definitely heavier. That's his tail will swipe him. That's definitely a 2-ton.
It's over for him.
That's definitely a 2-ton.
Definitely building up the height.
Why are you doing this? I don't even want to see this because this is straight nonsense.
Nah, this is the real
here
right here.
It's about to happen right now.
Why would he do this?
Oh my God, what an idiot. Here goes.
Yeah.
And here goes.
And there it went.
And there it went. Oh, the death roll. The death
and
roll.
There goes his arm.
Right here, death roll.
The death roll is. Oh, no way.
There goes his arm.
Why would he not? Oh, why? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This shit right there.
Done.
Yo,
there
listen.
Went his arm.
People, stay away from alligators. If you see an alligator, that is not something you want to pet.
It's not a lizard.
It's not a gecko.
It's not an iguana.
It's none of that.
It is. Dangerous. Yes.
It is a reptile that's looking to enjoy your taste. Yeah. Yeah, just leave him alone.
Yeah, what was the name of that movie? That
Alligator.
That movie was funny as shit.
You remember the movie Alligator? That was the name of the movie. Alligator.
Cape, what was it? The camp one? The one with the
Sleepaway
huge...
Camp?
No, the one with the huge alligator.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that it came at that it came at the end and ate
or some dumb shit.
Came at the end.
Yo, listen,
and ate
there's areas in Florida, man, that's that just infested, and people live back there, bro.
Yeah, but you see what they're doing now, right?
Yeah, they hunting them.
Now they eating them.
Yeah, they've been eating them.
They've been eating them,
but they still gonna come because they still breeding. They still breeding, man.
They got places that's...
You can get gator nuggets. I had gator nuggets.
Alligator, all different kind of ways.
Yeah, bro, listen. Yeah, man.
It's time to eat them.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Reebok.
Who comes up with this shit?
The people that are going to eat, man.
Redneck.
White people?
Listen, man. That's
black people eat alligator?
They cooking it.
I'm eating it.
On my plate. I'm eating
snake, all that stuff.
Yeah, I've eaten snake. My family's from the Carolinas. My family's from the Red Clay.
To me, I think that an alligator, a snake, they'll taste like water.
I pretty much probably eat animals.
It seems like something that would probably be in the water. Because to me...
Like jellyfish? It has to be...
I'm good on jellyfish. I ain't gonna eat
it. It has to taste like octopus or something. It has to have...
No, but I'm saying the meat itself
has to be like
fluffy, fishy, white fishy look. like the alligators like that, and also the
it looks like that raw.
Yeah.
No, but even when you cook it.
Yeah. So we could get an alligator steak.
Possible.
Steak? Yeah,
possible. Sure. Tell me.
There's a place up in the Heights.
That's all muscle.
Snake empanadas.
They have it. They're still there.
It's still snake there. What is empanadas? The name of
that? Yeah, that little what's
snake empanadas.
Yeah, they sell different kind of meat.
All kind of weird meat.
It's on Bowers, I think. It's on, right?
Bowers.
Yeah, it's on Bowers.
I feel you though.
That's like a cow on a window.
Yeah.
The moo or something.
They got lizard.
Over the moo.
Yeah.
There.
They probably got alligator in
the
They
have it.
It's possible.
The worst part is you go in there and there's a person that that looks like they have no clue on how to cook alligator or snake.
You like seafood?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like some seafood.
Like?
I think I told the story.
I like fish. And I like scallop. That's it.
That says what they eat. You don't eat shellfish?
No.
Nah. You
I like shrimp.
Crab.
I like crab. I
crabs,
like lobster.
Snow crab legs.
No crab.
Ow.
Wow.
Yo, ain't nothing more satisfying when you crack the bitch open and have that big ass piece of meat.
With some butter.
You heard the flame, yo? You heard the flame behind that?
Who did the flame? Who did the flame?
Yo, that was a toast.
Vic Shades did the flame?
Do you do that? Dip it in butter?
It's fire.
What if you dip it in butter and then hit it with the flame?
Nah, maybe.
Is that to ruin it?
Nah, it's just
banging,
bro.
Is that to ruin it, though?
Vic Shades
if you dip it in
the
butter
and
hit it with the flame one time?
You want that butter cooling.
That toasted butter.
You gotta try it.
It makes it that much better.
He said, nah.
It makes it that much better, though.
Yo, I'll be honest with you.
I would have been done.
I would try anything one time, yeah? I never ate chitlins. If someone put chitlins in front of me,
you never ate chitlins?
Nah, and he said, try it, I'll try it.
Oh man! See, this was the time I wish my mother was alive because I would rather you eat my mother's chitlins.
Mondongo is here, right?
It's cooked different. It's cooked different.
Is mondongo tripe?
No, the mondongo is
but that's stomach line.
Yeah,
it's different.
It's stomach. It's the stomach line.
So what's chitlins?
Chitlins is the intestines, the pig intestines.
But the meat is cut up. It's real minced in the mondongo.
Yeah, every time. Oh, okay. No, but every time I seen chitlins made. I see it sliced real thin to little pieces, like little thin slices.
Yeah, no,
make it with a sauce.
Nah, see, no, my mom cleaned them shits and it smelled like
doodoo. I know, because
extreme doodoo.
Marginal on my floor. No, I know exactly what it smells like.
Doodoo.
Marginal down my floor. She used to cook chitlins and the whole floor
clean them up. Doodoo. Yep, and they used to cut it up.
That's the reason why I never ate it.
You know how you cook cube steak, and how cube steak is broken up? It's like that.
But I'll tell you one thing. Someone came to me with some Mosia one time, and I was like, what's this? He's like, blood sausage. I was like, I'll taste it. And I was like, this shit good. I liked it.
I tried that once.
I liked it.
I didn't try it until I tried it at Noche de Colombia.
Thank you. And it's good there. Exactly.
I never
blood
ever have seen that shit.
Y'all can have mine.
From Noche,
you guys can have mine, okay?
Noche shit, you'll eat that shit. You won't even know that shit is a blood sausage.
I ate it before and it is good.
Like I said,
but you think about it.
Like, think about it.
Imagine giving that to a Muslim person.
Yo. Oh, man, that's not
cool. What do you mean? Yo, Muslims eat blood sausages, but they're just not made out of pork.
They do it with the lamb.
I didn't know that.
And I'm not talking about Muslims as the religion in a whole, but depending on where you're from and you're a Muslim, you will eat a blood sausage.
Talking about the people.
It just won't be a pork blood sausage.
Be pork.
You ever had beef bacon?
Beef bacon's banging.
It's thicker.
I'm one part of the reason why they invented the word slime.
Snicker, right?
Why is that?
Huh?
Why is that? Explain.
I see Nori talk about this on Drink Chains.
Go ahead. Explain.
Nori is one of the originators of the word slime.
Of
and
course
so is
he
my
is.
Brother, Dan Leezy.
Okay. Did he mention that, though?
He mentioned something like that.
Okay. Go ahead.
But it did come from the family. That's a family word.
Heirloom. Yeah, that's something
that's a
that
family
came with
slang
the family.
Word.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So one time, I went to the studio, at Nori Studio. Remember the one on in Madison Avenue? You been there with me? Mm-hmm. You guys been there with me?
Mm-hmm. Where?
I don't think
the
I
one on
I
Madison
here.
On Fifth.
I don't think I was in Florida at this time.
I think
oh my God.
Definitely Max was.
Oh, that's the one when you fell asleep in. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, I definitely heard the story.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to the store. I go to the store and we buy sandwiches. First of all, everybody eats turkey there.
Yeah.
I'm the only I'm the only one that comes with
salami, right?
Salami.
Yeah, you came with the salami and all that
salami,
bullshit, right?
Salami, ham, cheese. Right? Actually, it was the first time they made me start eating turkey. I wasn't allowed after this day.
Yeah, because you bought that pork.
I had pork, and then I had pork rinds.
Mm.
Not only did I have pork rinds, but I sat with Nori to eat, and I put my pork rinds right next to him while he was eating his food.
So the smell of it. Oh.
And I offered him some pork rinds, too. He was like, yo, you slime. Straight slime. So that was around this time we started the word slime. That's just my story.
Did he mention that though?
He said I was slime.
He said you were slime? On the show?
Slime flu.
On the show?
No. There was no such thing as a show.
No, I'm talking about now though.
No, he didn't. How, why would he mention me?
No, I'm just saying, dog.
Nah, he don't remember that story. I'm just telling you this one.
Got you.
This is the story I remember.
He remember that story.
Nah, I don't think. Nah, he was fucked up.
You think he?
Nah. People forget. Trust me. It's not a story to remember.
It's
a story for me to remember because I was put on the spotlight.
Yeah.
About bringing pork to the studio.
You brought ham to the picnic, dog.
I didn't know. I'm Puerto Rican.
These niggas brought ham to the picnic, people. To a Muslim party. And all of them they all 5%. Yeah.
And then every time I went to the lab, to the hood lab, I had to eat
turkey.
Peppermint turkey.
All day.
The most popping turkey.
And you loved
ever.
It.
I loved it.
That cuts different.
We called it pepper don.
That's real.
And that's what's fucked up. When I went over there, I was ordering pepper don turkey, right? Yeah. Because the fucking guy that was making the sandwich already knew that they call it pepper don. Right. It's not pepper don.
What is it?
It's cracked peppermill.
Cracked peppermill pepper.
So I start going around to other stores asking for pepper don. And they looking at me like I'm crazy.
What the fuck is pepper don?
What pepper don? I want pepper don turkey. Listen, there's no such thing as pepper don turkey, my boy.
Like, relax.
I'm like, yo, bro.
What is that?
Are you talking about
cracked peppermint?
Listen. Yes. It took an old lady to have enough patience with me to help me find
what that was.
The turkey you put on is peppadon.
How you came to the conclusion that you knew that was it? Once you seen it, you was like, yeah, you seen the trimming of it, right? Yeah.
It's like orangey.
It's the banging turkey. Lettuce, tomatoes, onions, oil, and vinegar.
Nah, I still eat that school lunch turkey.
With mustard cheese?
Oh, he said that school lunch turkey.
He know about a sandwich, yo.
Yeah, mustard cheese. That wasn't me. That's how Don Leezy had it.
If you put mustard, depends on whatever.
Munster cheese.
Yeah, I know exactly what you had. I eat so many different types of cheeses.
That bores.
My favorite cheese is smoked Gouda.
Smoked Gouda?
Mm-hmm.
Where you get that at?
You get that at the deli. They got that. Acme has that one. Right, yeah, Walmart got that too, my dude.
Smoked Gouda.
What kind of cheese is that?
Depends on how you like it.
Yeah.
What kind of cheese is that though? Is it a spicy Gouda. Cheese? Is it?
No, it's more like a Gouda. I mean, it's more like a Munster.
Yeah.
But it's with a smoky flavor.
Yeah, it has a sharper taste.
It's a little sharper.
Yeah, it's a sharper cheese.
I like sharp cheddar.
How do they make that?
Me too. I'm a sharp cheddar pro. What do you mean?
It's when they put it in the barrel.
It's all the charring. It's all in the charring process. Whatever their char process is.
Who came up with the
dairy farmers.
No, yeah, but why change the cheese? Why make it white cheese, mustard cheese, provolone cheese, Swiss cheese?
Why ask a baker why there's different roles?
Right,
why
is there
Portuguese roles?
Yeah, it's like asking a painter to paint the same picture over again.
Well, I know that an Italian bread has three slices.
What?
And a Portuguese roll has one slice.
One slice is across the middle. That's why the bread looks like that.
Okay.
And Italian bread is crunchier
around the
and
edges.
Shorter. French bread is longer.
And narrow.
Yeah, it's a baguette.
A baguette.
Baguette.
A baguette.
Baguette.
I like Portuguese rolls. I like Portuguese rolls.
I like the Italians.
Yeah, I like crispy bread on the outside.
I like crispy, yeah. I like crispy bread.
Yeah, I like my bread crispy.
Damn, wish I had I don't like that soft bread. That soft
part of me, y'all. You see, this is the bread we live in motion. This is the baker's thoughts here. You know,
yeah, this is the baker's.
We're talking about different cuts and understanding the language of, you know,
the one thing we know is how to cut the bread, baby.
Exactly, just like the bread route, man. This is what we do.
And I think we had this conversation. Like, I can't shit on Philly, but I still haven't had a Philly cheesesteak in Philly.
I have.
That's better than a cheesesteak.
That's blowing your mind. Right?
Huh?
That's blowing your mind.
That's better than a Philly cheesesteak I had at
and Biggie's.
Biggie's cheesesteak alone is better than every cheesesteak I've had in Philly to me.
And that's all because I think with us we say that because that was around us.
I think
Philly cheesesteak because that was around them.
I think that Philly is just a Philly. You know I think I mean? Philly is just a steak place.
Because I've had a steak sandwich. That gave Biggie's a run for their money.
I'll give all and them steak was, sandwiches a run for their money. How about
Piccolo's
that?
Piccolo's is good.
And that was Piccolo's.
But I still think
that's Biggie's the only competition. That's the only competition.
So you
for
won't
me. Biggie's and Piccolo's.
Yeah,
who else is it?
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? You won't believe me if I make a better sandwich than them.
Than Biggie's
than any of them.
A steak sandwich?
Yeah.
Nah.
Why?
You?
Me.
Make me a believer.
I can
That's
make
all I can
a
say.
Better steak sandwich.
I don't eat steak, don't so that. You would have to make me a chicken.
You
fish.
Eat steak sandwiches?
Of course I eat steak sandwiches. I'm a comedy.
You're going to do that? You're going to hold them to
I'm
that?
I'm holding to that.
Hold them to that test. So you already hear live with the first. The baker. The baker has said
any. I could make a better steak sandwich.
Nigga, stop now. Then just make the shit. I don't want to hear it. Don't just make the shit.
Yeah. Piccolo's.
Have me taste it. Don't stop.
Biggalo's.
That's like when you see the best Batman movie I've ever seen in history. And then when I see it, I'm a little disappointed.
The best Batman movie?
No, but I'm giving you an example.
The first Batman.
Just bring me a good steak sandwich.
Yeah, you said you
and
made
it.
Yeah,
you gotta judge how great the steak sandwich is.
You gotta make the Sean Proof.
Because right now, you.
You got Sean Proof.
Right now, I have something behind here right now. You,
that's big.
Fucking mind,
that's
baby.
Big for steak for steak lovers. That's
you
steak.
When I show you that shit, you like.
What hey, man.
The fuck is that?
Hey, man, that statement is big for steak
that's
lovers,
though. That's a big statement,
though.
Yo, because I love steak. Let me ask you a question.
I make bro. My steak.
I tell you what,
my nigga, I make banging ass steak, my nigga.
I make banging steak, my dude.
You don't even eat steak.
But I eat steak. I ate steak.
You're absolutely right, Grams.
I ate steak. I don't.
Yo, bro.
I make steak. I make steak. I can make steak, bro.
How you know it's good?
How I know it's good?
Yeah.
Man, because the people that's eating my kids tell me it's good.
Okay.
My kids tell me it's good.
They probably feel the one don't want you to feel bad.
Have you seen my?
Hey, that's every now and again. That's every now and again. I don't do it.
I've eaten.
When they ask for it,
I'm gonna be totally honest with you.
I do like your chicken wings.
Steak
I like your chicken
and
wings.
You like to overcook your steak. Like you don't like your steak medium or rare or anything like that. He does cook a good, fully cooked steak. I agree with that 100%.
I gotta try. You gotta teach me.
A well steak.
A well steak. Yeah. Me, I prefer.
A steak sandwich is different than eating a steak.
I can do medium well if there's no bone.
Ooh.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
No bone.
But
so
if there's
you're
a
talking,
bone,
right? You're talking a sirloin. You're talking a sirloin
because I eat it to the bone.
An eye round. So
you're
talking about
that? You want that silver?
Oh, eye round. So you want the eye round?
Yeah.
You want the eye round? So you like chuck? That's eye round.
Chuck, love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because the closer to the bone is more gooey.
I'm one of those people.
Nah, closer to the bone is a tender. It's
more
it's a tender, yeah. It's tender and it's attached to the fat.
I eat the ball at the bottom of a chicken leg.
The nuts.
Yeah, and at the top.
I do that.
Yeah, come on, man. That's mandatory.
Sometimes.
That's the
it has
cartilage.
To be
well it has to be,
cooked.
Yeah,
it has
to be,
cooked.
Yeah.
By cartilage?
I don't.
I do. You don't even want to see what my chicken wings should be looking like.
Nigga, listen,
you
man.
You be like, damn, nigga. You ate all that?
Yeah. To the fishnace.
To the crizzle fish. I'm telling you.
I used to eat it though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, man.
When I was a kid, because my cousins used to do it. They used to eat we used to go buy the chicken wings to the Chinese store for $1. $4. Four chicken wings for $1.
Yeah,
we used to
fucking eat
the bone and everything.
Same. That ain't the same no more, yo. You talking about the first Chinatown Gourmet.
Chinatown Gourmet.
Man, remember when Lorenzo's was next door? He had the Alfa Romero at the time.
Lorenzo's.
The red Alfa, remember that?
Hello, we got special on some of
y'all. Pat, right? Yeah.
Hello, we got special on some of y'all.
Some of y'all.
Some young home.
Yep. The young dude was going to school, doing his homework and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. That's when the Chinese food was the Chinese food. That seafood been in the corner. Seafood spot. Fried fish, fried scallops all day. Dude, I used to get
the fries.
Oh.
Fries, chicken wings. When you got the hot sauce and the ketchup on the fries.
Oh, their food. With the brown gravy.
Oh, with the brown gravy.
Brown gravy.
Yeah,
you know, I lived in Brooklyn a long time. I never had a chopped cheese. What's a chopped cheese?
Chopped cheese is basically a
cheese
sandwich.
Cut on a.
But they chop everything up together and then they put it with the bread and shit.
So it's like
that's not bad. I know it's good. I'll be honest, one of the best chicken sandwiches I've ever had, like a chicken cutlet sandwich I've ever had, was in Harlem. 127th or 126th. I can't remember what the other street was. But it was from a fucking bodega. And they made it. The chicken on bread with mayo. It was so basic. Mayo, roasted red peppers, and I think like mozzarella cheese. Here you go. Amazing. From the corner.
Harlem is popping.
From the corner. Now, this is years ago when I was like 15, though.
It's Harlem is popping.
I went to school over there.
Definitely is. Yo,
when it comes to food, it'd be like that too. It'd be like one of them
different
corner spots,
the mom and pop spots.
Yeah, because it's the mom and Dukes, or the uncle got, you know.
Yep, the uncle got the hot plate over there.
But I ain't gonna front you. The best pizza I've had is still in Jersey. Period.
Say that again.
Jersey to me got the best pizza. I haven't had pizza anywhere else that's better than T Pizza that I've had in Jersey.
So where's the best pizza?
I've heard that a couple of times.
It's not there anymore.
Where?
It used to be on with a second where what you call it is right now?
Trim?
Tony Bologna's is there.
By the old man barbershop.
It's gone? It's been gone from now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, where the old man barbershop
is. Where's your go-to pizza right now?
Right now? I gotta fuck with
I got a couple of them.
I gotta fuck with what you call it?
Pizza Master?
Pizza Master's on Central Avenue.
Pizza Master. Best pizza.
Bro, I went to fancy Italian restaurants for my lady and got food that was
that
good.
That pizzeria you bring me to, though, was right.
I've got food from Pizza Masters that was better than that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Renato's.
They got one on...
They got one Bayonne, too.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I went to. I got another a sandwich for that. I took my pops to the doctor.
That took me to all the time. I used to always go there all the time. Brought you there, remember? On Central Avenue.
This is all in Jersey, y'all. For y'all that's tuned into
right,
the Bread Rocks.
That's from Burnerfield, yeah.
Oh, I can't think of the
if
name.
If y'all in our area, just know we're talking about Jersey City, pizza. Union City, Bayonne, Jersey.
Don Vito's?
Where's
I'm
that waiting at?
Yo.
Where's
that's
that
Bayonne.
You know what made me go there? I seen a whole bunch of old Italians eating it.
My bad. Rizzo's.
Rizzo's is another
and their chicken wings are good.
They're banging. Rizzo.
Oh, Rizzo's got the banging Sicilian slice.
Ooh.
I haven't tried the Sicilian.
Better than Tornas?
Better than Tornas.
Nah.
You gotta
catch it early.
Tornas only makes that good.
You gotta catch it early, though.
Nah.
You gotta catch it early. They don't have you. Yeah, you be mad as hell.
Gone.
Automatically
gone.
When you see
Rizzo's?
Rizzo's.
On Central Racquard Street from Persia Field.
Yep.
Oh, get the special. Pizza there is good too.
They got a good cheese mix there.
Yeah, get the special.
And you like
two slices and
antipasto? You like antipasto salads and stuff like that?
Nah.
Yeah, fucking pastries are banging. Rizzo's is the shit.
You like olives? Yeah, but
I ain't gonna front the best pizza I have was in Chicago, though.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to Chicago, so
I'm
I can't.
I'm not talking about regular like sliced pizza, New York style.
I'm good, man.
I'm talking about Chicago style.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
What's the difference?
It's a pan pizza.
Yeah, and they got
it's
the
thin.
Sauce on the sauce is on the top, the cheese is in the middle, and on the outside is like a pie. It's like a pie.
Word,
yeah. Bruh, that's the best pizza I've ever had.
Yeah, it's dope.
Nigga, when they cut that shit, they bring that shit on in the middle of your table. Bing. They cut it, and when they pick that shit up, ain't nothing but shrimps and cheese going, and they just drop it in your plate. Pick all the cheese, throw it on top. Nigga, it's amazing, bro. Best pizza.
I like cheese, but
I eat at Giordano's. So when you go down there, eat there, Giordano's.
Is that the south side of Chicago?
That's the nice side of Chicago.
You don't have to duck as often.
Nah. We definitely don't have to duck. That's like Midtown Manhattan, where I'm sending you.
Oh,
yeah. That's Midtown.
Yeah, I ain't doing none of that. I'm staying far away from those places.
But, yo.
I'm going to find me a good place to eat around here.
See, me, I gotta get... I'll be one to go over there and just drive over there.
Just to see? Yeah. Just to, no, but that's dope.
I did it when I went to L.A.
You do it with the fam? Or you just like, or it's like a trip with your wife?
No, by myself. Went. Like, I'm not... if I was in Chicago, I would definitely want to drive by Old Block.
Just to see what it's like?
Just to see it. Wow. When I went to L.A., I drove by Compton because I had to.
Yeah. That's dope, though.
Drop by
any problem. Yeah, there ain't nothing bad about that.
I'm wanting to talk to motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, how you doing? I just was in the neighborhood.
Hey, Snoop live around here, right? Nah, man.
Yo, where's Snoop live at?
Little Dirk from over here.
Yeah.
Everybody got Bud.
Hey, where Ren at? You know what I'm saying?
Who got
weed,
yo?
It'd be like that movie where like Jinky Promoters.
You're asking for it. Who got weed?
I'm like this close to being retarded.
Word. What do you mean?
I am.
You would do that with me.
I'd be like this close. Even when I was in PR, I had to hold myself back from stopping, asking niggas for weed and shit.
Wow. They tell you not to? Or you just consciously
knew. Yeah, I knew not the right place for this.
Yeah, let me not.
Because when you in PR, they hang out outside, like in the like gas stations shit. They got little...
Little chill spots.
Then when you're driving, you see like all these bikes, like they go into the bike taxis. Although 100 bikes driving, they're going somewhere.
Right.
So I was gonna follow that shit and ask one of them niggas if they had some bud. Yeah, I'm like, nah, niggas that, gonna get man. Me killed yeah, out this month.
Follow us. They're gonna take you to the cliffs.
I was on the island, man. I ran to the last day I was there, not Puerto Rico, I'm talking about St. John's, the Virgin Island.
The Virgin Islands.
When my last day, we drove down to the Hood Beach. We went to the Hood. That's where we pulled up. Because, you know, there's beach everywhere. Everywhere's a fucking beach.
Yeah.
We pulled up. They were playing hip-hop and reggae. And everyone there was burning. You know, you could tell we were in the Hood. But it was a beach, too. And they had a whole setup. They got drinks. They selling you drinks. Selling you food. Fresh fish. Fried. It was dope. That was the best night. That'd be the best time.
Where was that at?
St. John's, Virgin Islands, the Virgin Islands.
The Virgin Islands.
The Virgin Islands.
I went to that island, it was crazy, bro. Some shit I ain't never seen before in my life. Beautiful. Beautiful, bro. Let me tell you, I'll tell you something that I never thought I would see my entire life that I saw when I was down there.
What's that?
Me and my lady get to the other island, we had to drive the car into the boat, and then the boat brought us to the other island. We get off the island, that island's more like a nature preserve, so they try to keep it looking like it originally looked. Like, it don't look all, like, touristic and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So we're driving. Everything's beautiful. Windy roads. It's crazy. So we finally pull over. We're going to go onto this beach just to walk onto the beach. It starts raining. We're walking onto the beach. The sand is pure white. The water is crystal clear. We're walking, and where that black wall is right behind you, me and my lady stop. A deer stops right there. Looks at us. Mm-hmm. Starts running. Jumps in the ocean. And start swimming. Swims to another island.
Wow.
What the
fuck? Exactly. That's what the fuck I saw.
What did you see?
I saw me and my lady set
a deer, a swimming deer.
On the beach. The deer was right where that wall was. Stopped, looked at me and my lady. Me and my lady just stood still. We looked at it. And then just ran off on the beach and then jumped in the ocean.
That deer
started swimming across the ocean. And we watched it swim to another island. I've never seen, never thought I would ever see anything like
this. This shit is crazy.
Life, yo,
I'm live on the bread route, man.
And I had no time to pull out my camera, none of that shit.
Live on the bread route, man. You only hear shit
that was
like
a moment.
You only hear like shit like that here. Moment. We got a Christmas tree named Trina and a deer that fucking swims to other islands, baby. That's all you hear on the bread route, you heard?
Alone is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Then the deer on the beach. That's right. Crazy.
Yes, it is.
Yo, we're going to close it out, man. We
got man.
Mad
it was
love.
Beautiful, man.
Thank you, y'all, for
absolutely,
hanging in there.
Man. It feels good, y'all.
Episode 61. We're going to continue to give y'all some shit.
Yeah,
stay
man.
Tuned for the grand opening of the studio.
Yep.
I don't know what episode that's going to be, but I'll let
you
know.
Yeah, but we're going to keep them posted. Yeah. We're going to be through it. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
It's
out. The bread route.
The bread route.
The bread route.
The bread route. The bread routes in motion.